It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Brad Kohlberg with a story about the origins of a regional name for a chicken barbecue.
As part of Wisconsin Public Radio's Wisconsin project, we received a question from Mary Lee, who grew up near La Crosse. She asked, what is the origin of the chicken queue? Well, chicken queue is a name for a charcoal-grilled chicken dinner sold as part of a fundraiser, but the name is only known regionally in the La Crosse area. Andrea Anderson has more on the mystery of the chicken queue.
So on the count of three. One, two, three.
It's a hazy summer day at a busy intersection in La Crosse. Brewster Andy's Catering is preparing charcoal-grilled half-chicken dinners, complete with beans, potato salad, and a roll. Today's proceeds benefit a school's basketball program. Dan Parisi of La Crosse waits in line for his order. He frequents chicken queues a couple times a month. He likes the convenience of not having to cook and the taste of grilled chicken, but the name chicken queue escapes him.
I just assume barbecued chicken. I don't know. I have no idea where it came up. I have no clue.
Even the professionals aren't sure. Three catering companies run chicken queue events in the La Crosse area, and they just have theories about where the name chicken queue comes from. Brewster Andy's grill master, Andy Faulkner, says if you drive much outside of La Crosse, no one has even heard of the chicken queue.
Not really. Even as close as Rochester, most people just aren't aware what a chicken queue is.
On one side, three pits at a time. I go down the other side and somebody threw a match in. Boom, boom, boom.
In the basement of Holy Trinity Catholic Church in La Crosse, people who've put on their own chicken queues for decades sit around and tell old war stories. Jean Jursa organized the church's first chicken queue back in 1970. His theory of how the name came to be is as solid as anyone's.
D.R. Schultz was a beer distributor, and he had his employees that would work these chicken queues when they started getting into them.
E.R. Schultz, or Elmer, was a beer distributor in La Crosse after Prohibition. Newspaper ads from the 1930s and 40s say he stocked brands like Blatt's and Kingsbury. A Facebook post on a La Crosse history page says E.R.'s brother, Art, ran Arcadia Friars in Trempealeau County, just north of La Crosse. Arcadia Friars was the longtime name of a chicken farmers cooperative started in the 1920s that still exists today under the name Pilgrims. Jursa says Holy Trinity used to get the chicken it served from E.R. Schultz.
We got all the chicken from Arcadia Friars. Arcadia had all the chicken.
The concept of a chicken dinner fundraiser is not unique to La Crosse. But the name Chicken Queue is. There are thousands of references to chicken queues in old files from the La Crosse Tribune, but no accounts explaining where or how the name started. In the 1970s, Holy Trinity Catholic Church used to sell more than 3,000 chicken dinners twice a year to benefit the church and the Boy Scouts. While the church still does two fundraisers each year, they are about half in sales of what they once were. Ron Fitzpatrick took over from Gene Jursa as organizer.
It's very hard to get people to volunteer. When Gene was involved and I first got involved in it, people were here from 5 in the morning till 7 o'clock at night. Now you have people that'll come for a couple hours here and a couple hours there, and I take whatever I can get.
Chicken queues remain popular with some nonprofits still organizing them. A cottage industry started in the 1980s with professional caterers now arranging chicken queues with proceeds going to nonprofits.
Andrea Anderson brought us that story on the chicken queues of La Crosse. This story was produced by John Davis. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Brad Kohlberg.